KT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. Fun time in our first 45 minutes talking with Ton Cortado with the Gospel for Asia Christmas Critter Campaign. We hope everybody will consider taking a look at what they have to offer. Go to our website at knkt.com and click on the Christmas Critter Campaign banner, and it'll tell you all about what they're doing in Asia. Gospel for Asia, founded by K.P. Yohanan. He has done some amazing things. We had a chance back in early December to talk with Danny Yohanan, and then today their director of media relations, Ton Cortado. And now we're joined by Britton Pruitt, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, one of my favorite groups. Man, you guys are doing some great work. How are you, Britton?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, you've had 2019 has been good, but it's still got a few days left, and we really brought you in to talk a little bit about, you've got a bunch of kids on campus, and you need some Christmas presents, and you need a little bit more, you need some people to think about year-end giving. So let's talk about that. What do you need for kids for Christmas?
Pretty much anything that people want to bring in, but kids, we have ages 5 to 15, half boys, half girls. The kids do have a wish list that's posted on our wall, but if you don't know what to bring in, or if it's something that's you're really struggling, we could definitely use some gift cards from places like Kohl's and Walmart and Target and other places, and Payless, just other stores that we can use, and they can, kids can go in there and get stuff that maybe people didn't bring in on their list, or stuff that we can get them some shoes if they need them, and just gift cards are always a welcome item, and that's something that's needed.
And that's really simple, and you can pretty much buy those at the grocery store or any retailer out there. Gift cards are great. You also kind of like fun things like tickets.
Absolutely.
Maybe some tickets to Lobo men or women's games.
Lobos games, yeah. New Mexico Runners, New Mexico United.
Yeah.
And anything that the kids can, movie tickets. Kids really do like going to events, and the parents like taking them.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. Bowling and all those kind of things. Everybody has
absolutely
has gift cards you can buy for all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's some Christmas presents. Tell us about what's needed in terms of the support of the ministry at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. You guys don't receive any government funding or anything like that, right?
We do not receive any state or federal funding, and that's one of the items that's part of our mission statement that we have. We strive on private donations alone, and that's something that was set up since we were founded.
Britton, tell us about the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. I know you've been a longtime sponsor at KNKT. Your ministry is well known to many of our listeners, but for those who haven't heard about you, tell us a little bit about the ministry.
We are a nonprofit 501c ministry dedicated to the very best physical, psychological, and spiritual care for these children. They've been, some of them have been neglected, abused. They're school age children. They're in need of a safe home. Like I said, we don't accept any state or federal funding, so we rely on businesses, individuals, organizations, churches, and anything that we can do to try to get those. We try to get as much as we can, and you can find out more by going to our website at the acch4kids.org.
Yeah, and that's ACCH, the number 4, and then KIDS.org.
Correct.
And it'll tell you all about the ministry. They also have a phone number, which is 505-898-5520. And people can get in touch with you about their year-end giving. Is it better for people that are interested in giving rather than doing a one-time thing to maybe do something monthly?
Absolutely. You can set up those online as well. We have a donate button on our website. But you can also call us, or you can just have a, if you have a retirement fund and you want to set your retirement fund to send us a check monthly, you can do that as well.
Well, and Britton, I just had an experience with you myself this week. I had set up a couple months ago an Amazon Smile account, and ACCH is one of the charities that you can donate to through Amazon. So every time you buy something, and I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, a portion is donated by Amazon to the charity. So I got an email, and, you know, I get nervous about that stuff because I never know if it's legit. You know, that you guys are obviously really legit, and so are we. But when you get these emails, you always kind of question it. So I called you, and I said, hey, is this little donation that I just saw coming through Amazon Smile going to you guys correct? And you said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you had received the email about the same time I did.
Yes. And so what happens is, and I may be wrong in this, but I think it's – but we receive a check quarterly. Mm. And so everything works the same. All you have to do is go to Amazon, and I think it's Amazon.com/smile.
Slash smile, right? Yep.
And everything works exactly the same. It says, and you can put in what organization you want what you're buying goes to. It doesn't cost you anything more to do that. Amazon will donate part of that donation to the organization that you pick. Hopefully it's us. Mm-hmm. And then we get a check every quarter for.
Yeah. Know. And I thought it was really neat when they sent it to me. And then when I found out it was, you know, what I had intended, it was even more of a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a little bit embarrassed about how much money I spent on Amazon, but that helped you guys a little bit, right?
that's just fine. You can spend as much as you want.
I could just keep going.
That's right.
Britton, you guys have an interesting history. You have a beautiful campus, mm-hmm. and that land was donated to you some years ago. And you have a couple of homes. You house 17 or 18 kids.
By Joel and Nina Taylor.
By Joel and Nina Taylor. And, of course, Taylor Ranch is named after them.
Yeah.
And they donated the land to a church organization. And,
University Church of Christ.
Okay. And they said, look, if you minister to kids, this land is yours. And that's turned into ACCH. And mm-hmm. you guys are doing that. You're fulfilling the commission that God provided through them to you, and you're fulfilling that mission. Lots going on. I mean, I think when I was out there this summer, I think you guys might could use a gym.
Oh.
You know?
Hey,
you got a slab for basketball courts and some hoops up there. You got a beautiful lawn and a nice covered patio where you have the summer barbecue. Tell us about the events that you have every year that you invite the public out to.
So starting from January, we do have our, February, the end of February, we do have our annual pancake breakfast. And that's to kind of get the word out about who we are, show people around the campus. I believe we have even one of the cottages open where people can go in and just see one of the cottages and stuff. In the summer, we do have an annual barbecue that we do. Rudy's comes out.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep. And at the end of February, by the way, Whataburger and Albertsons give us a lot of stuff that helps with that. So.
Oh, neat.
And then we have, during the summer, we have the annual barbecue, and Rudy's usually donates a lot of the food or gives us some of the food at a very discounted price. We mm-hmm. can actually make some money on it. And you know, the purpose of those events, not to make a whole lot of money. It's more about getting the word out to the public.
Just for them to come in and look at the cottages. So you have a house parent mm-hmm. and a cottage, and they have seven or eight kids living in the home. And again, these are kids that, have some difficult situations.
These kids have been, abandoned, neglected, abused. And we are there to make sure that they have a Christ-centered, godly-filled home where they are loved and they can just grow up and be children.
And there's no requirement for them to have any special faith or anything else. If they have the need, you bring them in.
That's correct. So everybody understands, we do not proselytize these kids. We do take them to church. Mm. And the people that place them there know that. We are going to take them to church with us, but we are not there to convert them to any specific belief or faith. You know, sometimes they do on their own, but we do not pressure them into anything.
No, but you're just loving on them.
That's
and you,
correct.
And you also have a Christian staff, and they're going to mm-hmm. take the opportunity to share their faith as they have the opportunity. They also do exactly what normal parents do. They
yes.
go to teachers' conferences and go watch their sporting events, and these yep. kids get to grow up in as normal a home as possible.
That's good. They all eat together. They have a huge – in each class, they have a huge table that sits about 12 people, and everybody sits there and eats supper together. They have a huge living room where they play together. Every kid has their own room. It's definitely not a bunk bed style thing. Every kid has their own room. They can go be by themselves if they want to. They can put pictures up on the wall. Decorate how they want. This is their place. This is something that they can do themselves.
Tell us about a child that may have, I guess, graduated from the program
They they get to be 18 years old. They're ready to go to college. You've had a few of those.
We've had a few of those, and one of them is going to Oklahoma Christian right now.
Awesome.
And we do what we can to help them for as much as we can. We don't have the funds to do everything, but we're able to help them sometimes once they age out with us. So
outstanding. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, acch4kids.org. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.